The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Many farmers are feeling frustrated after the closure of the application window of the long-established Young Farmers Scheme. The Irish Farmers Association and the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association are calling for an extended application window or even a second round for farmers to apply. Joining me now to talk about this is Dennis Drennan, President of the ICMSA. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, I want to ask you... I was a bit confused reading this. What exactly is a young farmer who would qualify for the Young Farmers Scheme?
Well, Pat, you and me are almost both confused on this because this has been an ongoing saga. I suppose up until about October 2008, there was what was called a Young Farmer Installation Aid Scheme, which basically helped young farmers in the whole stamp duty and, you know, solicitor's cost and accountancy cost of switching over the farm maybe from one generation to the next, or maybe an aunt or an uncle to a niece or a nephew or whatever. And during the crash back in the not too distant past, I suppose, well, maybe for a lot of people it is distant past in the late noughties, the whole scheme was suspended. And a lot of people who should have qualified for this scheme and should have qualified since, as it's almost a European-wide scheme, didn't get payment and were no longer eligible for payment. And it has never been really reinstated. And it's one of the solutions of the huge challenge that we have in the sector of generation renewal. And it was one of the things that was there to help, you know, the cost of transferring land and entitlements and buildings
now,
from one generation to the next.
Was it to be a one-off payment that you were a young farmer once and once only?
Once and once only, and believe it or not, your status as a young farmer. I know myself, I took over the family farm at age 20, and by 25 I was no longer a young farmer. So it's a once-off scenario that you're a young farmer for 5 years, and whether you're 20 taking over, 18 taking over, or you're 35 taking over, you just get that 5-year window. But this was a one-stop payment as an installation aid, it was called, that helped the family farm to be transferred from one generation to the next. And the solicitor fees, I know in my own case, my full installation aid back in 1997 was handed straight over to the solicitor to deal with all those fees and more along with it.
So the amount that was given, has it changed over the years? You know, has it kept pace with inflation?
No, well, it's been suspended since 2008, but before it's suspended, it was worth what was in old money, €7,500. Now, it used to be £5,600 for years, then it was up to £7,500, which turned into just under €10,000, but then it was completely pulled and supposedly suspended, but it hasn't been reinstated since. And in fairness to the previous Minister for Agriculture, Minister McConnell, he saw that there was this group of what they called forgotten young farmers that were eligible for the scheme at the time, but just hadn't got around to application, because it's a huge process of, you know, it's a very tender subject, approach with an older generation that, you know, there needs to be changed, that the younger generation needs to get the control of the farm, and it's a tender situation. There's also agricultural qualifications, accountancy issues, and solicitors issues that have dealt with. So it can take, you know, up to a number of years in these tender situations to get the application in.
So people who missed out on this so-called young farmer scheme, they can now, or they could have applied during the summer for the scheme retrospectively if they ticked all the boxes about how old they were, how when they had taken over the farm, and it all went back to what, 2008? Their situation at that point.
Yeah, it was for farmers. There was a very narrow window for people who had taken over a farm prior to the 31st of December 2007, and as of under 40, they were still under 40 in 2025. So it was a very narrow window, and it was a very short window. The scheme opened on the 22nd of July and closed on the 13th of August. Now, if you were missing any of the information or any of the paperwork associated with that, so be it from your agricultural college where you got your degree, your local child's office where you may have got your qualifications, from your solicitor, from your accountant, and like it's a very busy time for people being away on holidays. Like, I mean, the agricultural colleges are closed. A lot of the child's advisors have gone through the heavy lifting of the bureaucracy associated with farming for the first 6 or 7 months of the year, and a lot of those are on holidays, and like everybody else, a lot of solicitors and accountants are also on holidays. So it was a very narrow window, and a lot of people actually missed out, and what we called for was just for the window of opportunity to apply to be either extended or a second batch to be given to people when all those...
So, So people who might have qualified, and they have to tick all the boxes that they were still under 40, that they had taken over sometime, what, after to...
Prior to the 31st December 2007.
Okay, now, what about the people who are currently taking over farms? What sort of help do they get? Is that part of the same scheme?
No, that scheme has been suspended and has never been reinstated, so there's actually no installation aid scheme. But we have a different scheme at the moment, that those people are entitled to a higher rate of grant aid on certain buildings or certain activities that take on the farm. But the installation aid and the cost of transferring the farm has never been reinstated.
Okay, so this is...
Everybody is...
This is going back to retrospection, trying to people who were omitted at that time because of the suspension of the scheme, and the idea is to try and get all of them back to get whatever money they were entitled to then. And is it still €7,500, or do we know what the value of it would be?
It's a maximum of €5,000 for these farmers. That's what they're called, as the production farmer. So they would have been entitled to about €9,500 back then, but the scheme was suspended or pulled due to austerity, and the maximum payment they can receive now is €5,000. So it's a hardship as regards the length of time they have to apply, and it's very difficult to get all their paperwork in order, but also the amount of money they should receive has also been cut. But in fairness to Minister McConnellogue, who brought this out last year in the budget of last year, at least it's some help to those forgotten farmers.
Okay, so the real issue here was that at the time of the year when they reopened the scheme in this very short window of just 3 weeks is not the best time of the year. Certainly farmers would still be on the farm because it's a busy time with harvesting and preparing for harvesting and so on. So farmers would have been there, but trying to assemble all the bits and pieces they would need, that was the difficulty during that period.
That was the difficulty. Like same as every other college, agricultural colleges are all closed, so there's no point in applying to those to get your degrees or whatever was necessary to prove your agricultural qualification. Same way with the Chagas offices. Chagas offices are hugely burdened by bureaucracy on behalf of farmers, and they have, you know, probably had 6 months of their busiest time of year, so a lot of the advisors are on holidays. And we also have a lot of the accountants and solicitors that are necessary to prove the data transfer, you know, the establishment of this person as a young trained farmer and starting up in business. So it's been a very, very rushed and very difficult time for everybody to get their paperwork in order. And we were just looking for an extension of either the closing date or a second round of applications.
Okay, so that's what you want.
All these people will be back to work.
Either reopen or have a second window. Maybe give people notice of that second window so they can get all their ducks in a row before the window even opens, and that would accelerate the process.
That would be fantastic, Pat, because we have the terms and conditions of what people need, and it's just a matter of the required people being back in their offices to provide that information to these young farmers.
Very good. Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, the ICMSA, thank you very much for joining us. When discussing, says a texter, the Young Farmer Scheme, please mention the Forgotten Farmer Scheme, briefly opened early this month, and a large number of forgotten farmers unable to apply. Well, that's exactly what we've been talking about. I contacted Chagas on a number of occasions, and the staff in charge of sending out certificates in agriculture which are needed to apply for the scheme were on holiday. The deadline was missed. We don't get our installation grant at a critical time in our farming career. Now, the other issue we talked about earlier was the strike of caretakers and school secretaries. The school dispute is 100% about public service pensions for secretaries and caretakers, because they still get the normal social welfare pension anyway. What about the school bus escorts who work on zero contract hours, have to draw the dole when the school is closed, no sick pay, no pension? Another one, tough on parents who will have to try and arrange childcare if the schools are shut. Teachers have to contribute a lot to their pensions. It's not a free pension. Even paying a small proportion of their wages to join a pension scheme will hurt these workers. As for backdating, surely the workers will have to buy those pension years they weren't contributing during that time. How can they expect to have it backdated? It will set a precedent and the floodgates will open. I understand a lot of these small schools are on a very small budget as it is. The work, particularly of the secretary, might have to be spread out among the teachers, says that texter.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.